This is Ozarks at Large. Cave Springs, a rural community in southern Benton County, is holding a special election November 15th for voters to decide on a temporary sales tax and several bond issues for infrastructure and facilities improvements. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich met with the town mayor to bring us this story.
Randall Noblett, mayor of Cave Springs, says a special election has been scheduled for one key reason.
We're the fastest growing per capita city in Northwest Arkansas, to where they estimate we're over 5,000 people now.
According to 2017 census population data, Cave Springs grew over 18% in 1 year, rivaling Bentonville to the north, which grew 5%. 30 years ago, 465 residents lived in Cave Springs, named after a freshwater spring which flows through the center of town, conserved by the Illinois River Watershed Partnership as an educational sanctuary. Construction of XNA, a new regional airport 6 miles west, in 1998, sprawl from Bentonville, and construction of 18 new subdivisions in Cave Springs, the mayor says, in recent years have changed the town, which is why City Council in early September approved a special election, passing several ballot ordinances to improve Cave Springs' infrastructure and facilities.
One was to approve a 1.25 or 1.25% sales tax. That's a temporary sales tax to cover bonds to do these projects.
Another ordinance places 4 bond issues on the ballot, which the temporary sales tax will offset.
So if the economy gets better, it sunsets earlier. If the economy stays the same, they estimated 22 years.
Voters will have to approve the entire package, he says.
I feel like it's very much supported. People understand the need for water and sewer expansion. We currently have a step system. There's actual cost substantial cost if you have failures. And this would allow us to expand the capacity so we could continue to grow. It would allow us to grow the water system into an area that we have demand now, and we don't have the service yet. It would allow us to build a new fire station because ours is outdated, doesn't have a wash bay for the trucks, and doesn't meet the standards, doesn't have living quarters even.
According to the numbers, voters will have to approve $3.3 million to tie the sewer system to the regional wastewater system at Northwest Arkansas Conservation Authority, as well as a $3.1 million low-interest bond provided by Arkansas Natural Resources Commission. The city also wants to spend $2.1 million to improve and expand the city water system and $2.2 million for a new fire station and new equipment. A final bond issue, if approved, will raise $675,000 to renovate and improve the Cave Springs Community Building.
A very nice place for events and things in the community building. It will also, the smaller building will be a museum. We'll be able to do things like Christmas tree lighting at the historic plaza. There will be different events and things that this will enable.
But in the midst of preparing for this special election, the mayor says the city was battered by 2 major weather events.
2 disasters that have been declared disasters. When everyone else got 5 to 7 inches of rain on October 6th, we got 11 in less than 24 hours. So we had serious flooding, and the county declared that a disaster. The state was here today looking at the damages. In addition to that, just a week ago this past Sunday, we were hit with the tornado.
An EF2 tornado destroyed buildings and pushed over many old growth trees in the early morning hours of October 20th. No one was killed or injured, but Mayor Noblett says damage is widespread.
What we look at is public right-of-ways and stuff like that, and it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $36,000 or $37,000. But where the majority of the damage is private property with 100-year-old trees down across houses and barns and chicken houses blown away, and there was substantial damage in the private sector.
The city's working with the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality to set up a permitted burn site for massive amounts of tree debris and non-toxic building materials. The National Weather Service confirmed that the tornado formed near Siloam Springs and traveled over 30 miles from Highfield to Avoca, causing destruction a mile and a half wide in some places. A second EF1 tornado, which formed in Oklahoma, tracked further west and south for 9 miles. Along with monitoring storm recovery, Noblet says he's refocused on the upcoming special election, which he characterizes as pragmatic.
Capital improvement portions of the are the options. The water, the sewer, and the fire department are all necessary to be able to provide services and grow your city. It's not something people that entices people to a city, but it's what you got to have to allow for the growth. And so along with that community building, together they make up an economic development that will grow the city in an organized manner.
Early voting starts tomorrow, November 5th, with the election scheduled for November 12th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.